The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, how are you?
Good afternoon, Howard. I'm very good, and yourself?
Excellent. Thank you very, very much. A lot going on with regard to this Polish Holocaust law. We started speaking about it yesterday. What is the latest update?
Well, the latest update is that Polish President Andrzej Duda said that there was no Polish participation. There was no participation of Poles as a nation in the Holocaust.
Oh, what a relief. I mean, this is That's such a relief.
I actually don't even have the words for that, because it is such appalling Holocaust revisionism from his side. You know, one has to wonder, you know, which history books or which planet he has come from.
So the Poles weren't they weren't complicit at all. They weren't involved.
No. Well, he said.
At least that's cleared up now.
He said that there was no systematic support from the Polish side for the Holocaust, only the fight against it. We need to sit to insist on compliance with this basic truth. It is our right as a nation, just as it is the right of the Jews to combat anti-Semitism. I mean, if that's not an oxymoron in his whole statement right there, I don't know what is. Mm-hmm. He says, I will never agree that we as a nation, Poland as a nation, be slandered by untrue historical truths and by absolutely false accusations that in the last few days were addressed to our country and our nation, of which there have been many. You know, one thing that Polish officials have expressed shock for is the response from Israel. They said that they're shocked. They didn't anticipate quite a reaction from Israel. Well, what were you expecting?
You know, it's one of those situations where people convince themselves of something and they don't realize once you step out of the room how bad it looks to the sane world.
Well, one thing, perhaps a slight glimmer of hope, is that our foreign ministry's Director General Yuval Rotem will lead an Israeli team that will talk with the Poles. We don't know when this will happen, but we do know that there will be, as you can imagine, some very, very heated discussion. And we're hoping for a resolution on that. And as the Polish president said yesterday, he doesn't see that they're going to change their mind on the legislation. There might be a change in the language of the resolution, but the legislation will probably go forward. And if anybody's been on Twitter, you will see that the debate has taken to Twitter. We've got Emmanuel Nachshon, who's the foreign ministry spokesperson, on Twitter saying, dear Polish followers, the issue is not the death camps. Of course they were not Polish. Those were German death camps. In fact, I'd be even more specific and say they were Nazi death camps. The issue is the legitimate and essential freedom to talk about the involvement of Poles in the murder of Jews without fear or threat of penalization. Simple. I mean, there was a headline just the other day about the fact that neo-Nazism is rising in Poland, and that is going largely unchecked. And having this happen over the last couple of days, especially since we've just marked International Holocaust Memorial Day, has to embolden the far right, these neo-Nazis, and is profoundly painful for Jews around the world.
Indeed, I was looking at an article earlier that brought into question whether the March of the Living should continue. That, and that's where Israeli high school students every year go in their hundreds and perhaps even their thousands to visit some of these death camps, the Polish death camps, and then that's followed by a march and then a trip back to Israel. Has there been a further discussion on this?
Well, there hasn't been further discussion, but one thing that we are thinking of doing here in Israel is adding another 2 hours of Holocaust study per day to high school students. I think, you know, as we run out of time, a special time with our witnesses and with Holocaust survivors, so the impetus to educate becomes even more urgent, and especially in light of the rise of anti-Semitism. I mean, I've just been speaking to Mawita Chaverot in Germany, headed off to Berlin in 2 months' time. And their big concern is this extremely rapid rise of anti-Semitism, especially from the far right.
Very, very frightening indeed. The Interior Minister, third country may accept migrants. Tell us this development.
Well, this continues to be a very, very difficult issue, and I think we need to stress that, you know, Israel is not deporting asylum seekers. Israel is deporting illegal African workers. You know, there's a big, big difference. And Howard, as you and I have discussed at length, this is not a situation in which Israel is unique. Israel is unique in that the amount of disproportionate coverage and accusation is focused at her, but other countries around the world engage in the same kind of behavior, including South Africa. Does it make it right? That's up for debate and discussion. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to dealing with this issue in Israel, we need to be very, very clear. And now Interior Minister Aryeh Deri told the Knesset Committee on Monday that there's a possible third party that may agree to take African migrants. It may be Rwanda or Uganda, despite denials by the Rwandan and the Ugandan governments. But there is this possibility.
Very, very interesting indeed. Abbas and King Abdullah met in Amman to discuss Trump's Jerusalem declaration.
Well, and as you can imagine, they had a lot discuss.
Right, and I'm sure they're very supportive of it.
Are totally supportive of that. They couldn't wait to roll out the red carpet. But yes, they have met in Amman. They have discussed Trump's declaration, and they've discussed the consequences of President Trump's declaration. And I find this, you know, quite entertaining that Nabil Shaath, who's Abbas's advisor for internal affairs, said that the Palestinians would like the EU, Russia, China, and other actors to take part in a multilateral framework. Well, we've had that multilateral framework for how many years, Howard? And nothing has happened. Perhaps, I don't know, is this the straw that breaks the camel's back and brings him to the negotiating table? Or do we have to have more carrot rather than stick? Because Trump has said, if you don't come to the negotiating table, that's all your aid from Washington gone. So this is a you know, one of these ho-hum kind of things, because we've heard this before. We've had these frameworks in place before. And King Abdullah told the World Economic Forum that met in Davos last week that he has tremendous sympathy for what the Palestinians are feeling, but he thinks they should wait for the Trump administration to publicize its forthcoming peace plan. The Palestinians have said that they will, under no circumstances, include the United States as any kind of negotiating party.
Which is incredible, but they still want their money.
They still want their money.
Just they don't respect their views, so they should continue to pay and support the Palestinian Authority, even though some of the money is going towards terrorism, and the other sum of money is going towards buying palaces and new aeroplanes for Abbas. But the Americans are not allowed to be part of the discussion. Sounds reasonable to me.
Well, I know another country that points a lot of fingers and makes a lot of accusations and singles out Israel, but also would like to play their role in some kind of discussion, but they effectively have removed themselves by their flagrant bias and one-sidedness. Can't imagine who they could be, Howard.
Yep, can't imagine that you'd be talking about South Africa like that. The German cities cut ties to banks that support BDS. This is interesting.
This is wunderbar.
Absolutely.
I don't know, I'm catching that whole like German vibe today, Howard.
Well, you've been focused on it, so it kind of makes sense.
So, yeah, the Deputy Mayor of Frankfurt announced yesterday that the municipal government will end all commerce with banks that conduct business with organizations that support BDS. Did you hear that, our friends out there who support BDS?
It's incredible. I mean, our government is being taken over by BDS, but in Germany, they are stopping to support, cutting ties to banks that support BDS. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, I think, you know, when it comes, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it must be a duck. And this duck that's quacking a lot looks awfully a lot like the same kind of treatment circa 1938 in Germany, Howard. You know, with labeling of products, with exclusion, with targeting. I can't imagine what I'm talking about
here. Well, you know, it's incredible, Roland, because even that article that I wrote, and I've referred to it a number of times on the show, I wrote an article that said that Jews could play a very important role in the dialogue here in South Africa, and I used the H&M versus Zara conversation, and I said that that Jews have been through a tremendous amount of angst and suffering, and to some extent although we are still sad by it and we are still horrified by it, we very much dealt with a lot of our past and we could contribute to that conversation. And that article received such a tremendous amount of negativity from South Africans saying, you know, you are, what right do you have to contribute this when you are slaughtering innocent Palestinian children in Israel? Now, of course, the fact that even if that were true, which of course it's absolutely not, it's just nonsense, even if it were true, well, why as a Jew living here in South Africa, does that disqualify me if Israel is doing something to some part of its population? It's an absurdity. It's pure anti-Semitism, and that's just how it is. It is quite absurd.
Well, the deputy mayor, Uwe Becker, went on to say that not only will they be cutting ties, but he said that the BDS movement, and this is coming from the deputy mayor of Frankfurt, he said that the BDS movement uses with its messages the same language in which the National Socialists formerly expressed themselves. Don't buy from Jews. And Becker goes on to say that BDS is a deeply anti-Semitic movement and has no place in the city of Frankfurt.
Absolutely unbelievable. Time is 5:49. That's Roland Marks with the Israel Report and so much more. That's brought to you by the Blue Agency.